Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. Today, a long-term outlook with Dr. Tonzer in just a moment.
Are you ready to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show? It's the cattle industry's biggest convention back in San Antonio, a place filled with incredible sights, history, food, and fun. And you can't afford to miss the huge NCBA Trade Show.
The trade show is unbelievable. I think it's the biggest one I've ever been to, and it seems like it just gets bigger and better every year.
There's no better place for cattlemen and women to learn, have fun, and connect with fellow producers from across the country.
Cattle Industry Convention is one of those can't miss, right? If you haven't gone or haven't attended, you see so many old friends, and it really is. It's a combination of business and social.
Amazing speakers, unbeatable education, all for cattle producers. So plan now to go deep in the heart of Texas for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Visit ncba.org for more.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer says that USDA on a preliminary basis has updated their 10-year models for meat consumption in this country. And he says that for 2020, per capita meat consumption numbers will be a little bit bigger than in 2019.
Every year for maybe 20 years now, USDA's done this, and then they put out initial releases in November or December, and then everything becomes available the following February. That's what you're alluding to. This is on the USDA.gov website for those who want more details. But I'm going to paraphrase a couple of main things that are showing up in the early tables. And first, let's just take per capita volumes of consumption across the main meats. They're expected to peak actually in 2020. So this coming year is projected to be the highest in the upcoming 10 years and higher than it was in 2019, up a full 2 pounds when we talk about total red meat and poultry. And when you break that down, beef is expected to be up half a pound, be just under 58 pounds per person. Pork up almost half a pound again, just at about 52 pounds per person. And chicken up more than a full pound per person, right at about 95 pounds. Now, before I go further, I'll remind folks, per capita consumption is basically what we produce at home, plus what we import, minus what we export, make an adjustment for cold storage, because we vary that month to month, year to year, and then divide that by a growing U.S. population. That's how you get those numbers. So you can have a growing per capita consumption by having larger domestic production, by having bigger imports, or having lower exports. And what's important in this story is we're actually projecting USDA, and I would agree with this, is ongoing domestic production increases, and we're going to increase exports, but not at the same rate. So those two offset to where we have more meat at home is embedded as a common story across all three meats.
And the other side of this, cattle numbers.
The beef cow inventory in 2020 is forecast to be down 120,000 cows. If that occurred, that'd be 31.6 million cows. That is consistent, I would argue, if not just understated a little bit, with the number of cull cow transaction volumes we've had in the last couple months. The cow inventory is expected to kind of trough out in 2022 at 31.2 million. So embedded in that is USDA's projecting a decline in the herd, but not a big decline. So, I mean, if you do the math on that, it's less than a half million, 500,000 cows that would be coming down from the peak. We've definitely had times in the past where the herd has come down by more than that. I'm going to highlight, I could buy that, is we might have plateaued, shrink the herd, but not shrink it a lot. Because from my perspective, I don't see lots of strong negative margins for the cow-calf sector at the moment that is going to squeeze folks and cows out of the industry quicker. The other part of that is, and this is some time ago, but I'll remind our listeners, a PhD student is still here working with me, James Mitchell, and I previously looked at the cattle cycle, and we actually did a radio segment for those that want to go find it. And one of the punchlines on that was the cattle cycles have been getting flatter over time. So we don't grow it as high, and we don't shrink it as low over time. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. The cost of getting in and out, we just don't have the same flexibility across ag enterprises we once did and so forth. I think those are real and true. And these USDA forecasts of a small decline, not a large decline, from now till 2022 would be consistent with that. The last thing I'll note here, cattle prices in 2020 across the different weight classes, so calves, fed cattle, and actually they have a backgrounding segment in there as well. Basically, they're forecasting kind of on par with 2019. Some of the numbers you've heard me and LMIC give would be on par, if not a little bit higher. So maybe there's a little bit more optimism by the regular group that's polled here weekly than the USDA forecast. And I already made the other point that's core to why beef consumption is expected to go up. Mainly domestic production is expected to go up more than any other changes that's going to lead to more beef being here at home.
K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonser talking about some of these new numbers now out from USDA. The final numbers for this new 10-year cycle will be out in February of 2020. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry. Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey says they'll have a strong presence at the state capitol this year.
OCA is an organization working for cattle producers. So if there's an issue that's touching their business, then we're going to be involved in it. We're going to make an effort to be at the table to advocate on their behalf.
Find out what's going on at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association by following them on Facebook or go to their website, www.okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.